Good morning, Sanbonani. Welcome to it. This is VVIP, Voters' Voices in Politics. I'm not alone here. I'm with Duma Mabizela. And yes, I am Bafana Modise. Yours truly. Today we're discussing all things 2024 elections, checking out how many young people are still interested in the voting system. And also throughout the week, we have traveled across Gauteng with the Groundwork Collective alongside the team. And we got to hear the views of most young people, old people, on what are their hopes and aspirations. Duma Dumela, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. It's Monday. You know, it's Monday. We qualified. So you're a bunch of winners. You qualified for Africa Cup of Nations quarterfinals, semifinals, actually. So it seems like even Tyler just won the Grammy as well. So it feels good to be South African.
that feels a bit better. You know what? Happy for the soccer fans, you know. I'm not one of them, but I stand with the community, you know. But yeah, it's been a great week for South Africa, yes. International and also nationally. Now, we've recorded our highest number of registered voters since, I think, 2020-something.
Yes, because right now we're sitting on 1 million, over 1 million people that really went out there to register and be part of the solution. I think a couple of years ago on the local government elections, it was only a few people who actually went out to vote or even registered. So yes. I think now with the new push, seems like indeed 2024 is our 1994. But Duma, we started this week at
Protea Clan
in Soweto. Your views, how did you feel about it? What was your kind of your feedback after the whole day there, standing in the sun and speaking to South Africans?
All right, so first of all, it was quite hot, but my bad, guys, you know, I was out in the streets. But anyways, it was quite great. I think for the first day we arrived, we landed, we had a great rapport with the Groundwork Collective team. True. It was quite beautiful speaking to Mbali Nduli and just getting to understand, you know, what is it all about, and just being thankful that we got to hop on with her during this very monumental time, because it gets to show that our work actually has some sort of impact.
True.
So for the first day, I was quite happy. Like, we got there and we just started.
Because the energy, the synergy, working with the Groundwork Team Collective, and the music, and how they could easily assist the first time voters coming there to register to vote, how they won those vouchers for KFC. And it was just an amazing project. Let's hear from Mbali Nduli herself on what was happening in Protea Glen and what is the bigger picture with the Groundwork Collective.
Oh, hi, Mbali. How are you?
Hi, great.
Great stuff. Coming here this morning, I saw this amazing work that you guys are busy with. Give us a background. What are you guys doing here? What's the plan?
So as Groundwork Collective, we're going out to all kinds of places in Gauteng and around the country. We're registering young people. We're using music, influencers, things that they are really into to try and get them to pay attention to the registration weekend that's coming up, but also just generally the politics of our country. Once they register with us, they can go and spin the wheel, win amazing prizes, and then we'll be able to send them lots of educational material after that. So we're going to all places where young people congregate, malls, universities, anywhere that's really fun.
Mbali, over the years, they've been saying there's a lot of voter apathy in this country. A lot of people are not so interested anymore in politics. Do you think they've given up on the democracy, or is it just the system?
I think that a lot of people in South Africa have shown that there's a lot of dissatisfaction with the politics of our country right now, and the way that our political leaders behave in particular. And what that's resulted in is really a declining voter participation. But it's not apathy, because we see them trying to interact with the system in other ways, protests and other things. But what we're trying to say is that there's so many legitimate avenues of ways that young people in particular can interact with the state. That's why the civic education component is really important to us. That's why we take them through the very basics. What is a ward councillor? What is a PR councillor? What's a committee? What does a ministry do? What does a department do? How do you as an ordinary citizen find the way to plug yourself into these without waiting for political parties? And once you show people that and you give them that opportunity, they themselves are able to then take agency. And that's what we need in South Africa, because currently it's not just young people, but across the board where we have declining voter participation.
So just in closing, what is your message to those out there who are saying voting is useless and nothing ever changes?
absolutely things can change if you make your voice heard. That's why we started this amazing campaign. Democracy Needs Your Voice. It's a group project. We all have to get involved if we want to see the change that we want to see in our country. And all I can say is that we really hope young people are going to either go onto our websites or our social media platforms or join us to get amazing prizes. We've just had Musa Keys. He's gone off to get the Grammys. He's one of our artists that has been part of a private concert that winners won. We have Shekinah. We have Pybe Cooper coming up. And this weekend, certainly on the 4th, we'll have a mega activation at Maponya Mall. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone there. We'll have some great guests that are going to be around with us.
Lovely. So that's Mbalintuli, the organizer of Exchange, teaching young people, encouraging young people to go out there, make their mark. This is VVIP. I am Bafana Modise. Protea Mall, Soweto, show.
Yeah, man, that's Mbalintuli. Most of you remember her as during the times when she was a leader in the DA. And now she has literally went out and to activate voters to take the initiative to be part of the solution with Groundwork Collective in partnership with the IEC. Mm-hmm. And the whole, how the team is well organized and how they were able to get first-time voters into the system. And also the education behind it. And I love the part where she says, people need to understand why do you have a premier? What is the job of a ward councillor? What is the job of an MMC? Mm-hmm. They are not just politicians with, you know, blue lights. Actually, they have a duty and they are accountable to you, Duma.
You know, I also love the fact that she said that there's this misconception that exists that mm-hmm. says that we are not interested, but really we're just not meeting them at the same level. As we've mm-hmm. seen throughout the multiple days, we've seen that, you know, people are interested in talking about how they feel about politics, but true. Nobody necessarily gives them the platform. So mm-hmm. it was quite great to be part of such an amazing platform, being able to spread the message of democracy and active citizenship mm-hmm. to the South African youth.
And I think also the most interesting thing is how, and I'll play one video now of Ntombi, is how a lot of young people didn't talk about land, they didn't talk about racism, they didn't talk about all these things. Mm-hmm. They're just focusing on education, unemployment, a better service delivery, like more of what every South African is, whether white, black, Indian, colored. Okay, let's go to Ntombi and let's hear her views. Ntombi?
Oh, hello, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Your name?
Ntombi.
Ntombi. Ntombi, next year's, this year's election, people are going out to vote. Are you one of them?
I am definitely one of them.
Why?
Well, with our democracy, it's in our hands. As the youth, we need to have the voice. I mean, we are the next generation in the working industry and everything. So I feel like as the youth, it's important for us to always have a voice in what we're doing.
So as a young person, what are the two main things that you wish your vote will deliver?
Number one is education-wise. I feel like career-wise and career and everything, it's not brought to the youth that much. And the youth in terms of Kasis and the rural areas. So I'd like to see the development in our Kasi schools, the development in our rural areas.
But then one more question before I let you go, right? There's a lot of high unemployed graduates. Do you still think young people still value education that much? Or what a spine if any?
I think that's where I go back to saying education. I feel like now we're all rushing for the degree in terms of let's now change perspective and find people in terms of technicons. Yeah. I'd like to see more technicons in Johannesburg. In terms of people, for example, Eskom, let's find people doing such work and educating themselves about that. So I think the shift in education needs to shift so that in terms of us sitting with degrees and saturated career choices changes.
Lovely.
Thank you, Ntombi. So basically, this is a young person who's basically saying the biggest issue, Bafana, it's education. And not just necessarily to have your suit and tie kind of a job and roll around in the office, but there's many other avenues where you can get the skills that you need from TVET colleges, Technicon. And I think someone would say, but we thought that the main issue in this country was racism, land, and whatever. But it seems like our issues are more common than before.
No, it's quite empowering and reassuring to know that. So if you look at the video, you're going to see that Ntombi's wearing a lot of the Groundwork Collective branding because she was the host. And she's been the host, I think, for the...
Yeah, the energy. The
energy is amazing. So it's nice to know that she's not just there for a paycheck. She's also there...
She's passionate.
She's very passionate about what she's doing. And it's important that, you know, we can go out and mobilize the youth and, you know, we use it as content. But it's like, what is the message that we believe in? So it's quite empowering to know that the people that are making sure that people on our level are coming to register are people that understand the message and they know exactly what it is that they're doing. Definitely touching on education. I mean, that unemployed graduate line hit me otherwise because so many of my peers are sitting at home. We graduated last year. So many of them are sitting at home with degrees, with bachelors, with distinctions.
I think last time I heard, they said over 900 doctors unemployed. And apparently, and then and you still have people in long queues in hospitals, in clinics and whatever. And you still have unemployed graduates, doctors who are just off duty. So it kind of, most even now, that those who are like, why should I go to school? Well, what is it going to do for me? But I don't think it's only you going to school because you want to get a job. I think it's more about the mind. It's more about having understanding. It's more about knowledge. It's about how the mind functions. You know, an educated mind functions differently than a mind that has never read a book, if I'm making sense. So, but even though I feel like the main, for the young people, if you are a political party somewhere, young people want jobs, service delivery, access to education. That's it.
Okay. Skills development.
Skills development, yes. Basically under education. And I think also one guy that also caught me off guard was the guy in a car right at the mall.
Did he catch you off guard or did you catch him off guard?
I caught him off guard, but the way he was so willing to do the interview, I thought maybe he'll be like, hey, I'm rushing, I'm in the car. But I was like, yeah, Butom, I want to say something. His name is Prince Improtia Glenn, and let's hear him out.
So me out. I'm great at two, my bruh. I'm good. It's my Libito. Libito like I get Prince K. Prince K. Yeah, Prince K. But this year is elections. Are you voting? Yes, I'm ready. Why are you voting? I'm voting because I want things to change. Two things. What do you want to change? Yeah, actually, kibata ori. Banabala bakula. Bakule. Banali everything. Basa swani li runa. Kiona first thing eki fotelang. Entwe ngwe ya bibedi. Kibata uri, basari baska abusiwa, moli fatting leli. But pile baswane libana baba mwe. Yeah, I think these are the two things that I have.
Magno yana matan basha, young people. But voting what so and there's no use. What is your message?
No, my message to this young youth, I say don't give up. You have to knock until something happen.
Tango me chomigena mwina, please. Halala, 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 halala. Right here, Mokoloi, VVIP, make your mark.
And that is Prince. And I think his two main things was GBV, gender-based violence, for women to feel safe, for children to feel safe. And number one was more to say, I want things to be better for the future generation. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to have load shedding. I don't want the next generation to have a shortage of water. I don't want them to see protests and burning tires. I want them to have a better future than what we have currently. And I think that's the whole essence of voting, to actually to say, the best protest is to vote. That's your best way to protest because now you can choose who to fire and who to hire, right? So what Prince was basically saying is that if you vote, then you are in charge or you participate towards that decision, towards building a better country. And the secondly, GBV, gender-based violence, you all heard about it, what has been happening in the country. Women are living in fear. Mm-hmm. Also, men are living in fear. Mm-hmm. Children, you know, don't even mention it. So looking at these two issues, Duma, when it comes to going out into solving issues that have been long hanging, do you think it's political issue or a systematic issue? Like there's no one who can do the job, or do you think it's the political solution?
Unfortunately, we need to realize that politics does affect the system.
Okay.
That's a fact. Like how our state of politics works. I mean, let's take GBV, for instance. You go and you report a crime to the police. Then for some reason, there's a holdup. And mind you, I speak this as a person who's been personally affected by it.
Okay.
You know, my older sister was killed by the boyfriend. Oh, and up until this point, it still hasn't been sorted. Mm. And you look at the laws that have been created to make sure that this doesn't happen. And you see that there hasn't been much movement
towards it. Yes.
Towards it. And I'd have to say my favorite kind of people that we spoke to, although everyone was amazing, mm-hmm. my favorite kind of people that I spoke to are the youth that aren't thinking for now. I love everybody that came and said, I want to have a child. And I want that child to have a great future. I want that child to have a proper future. I don't want them going through the same things I did. And I think of this quote that says that, you know, if I get the words, you know, remixed, mm-hmm. you know, this is
go for it.
Mix. But like rather, you know, you plant trees knowing that you won't enjoy the shade.
I love how you summarized it.
You know, I don't know the exact words, but that's the essence.
A wise man is the one who plants a tree that he will never sit under its shade.
You see?
Yes. So, yeah. And which is all right, because when you look at like load shedding, it's mm-hmm. been hanging for a very long time. So you end up asking yourself, is this a solution where you need experts and whatever to deal with it? Or is it more of, is there political will to handle it?
Exactly.
You look at the schools in the rural areas where kids still have to jump off, like in Eastern Cape, there was a one where they had to put you into a drum and on the river. If it's raining, they put you inside a drum and they help you jump over there. Like, what the hell?
KZN at this point, which has still not recovered from the floods.
Yes.
There's been thousands of videos that have been recorded of people trying to jump. My biggest fear is not the ones that jump and make it to the other side. It's those that jump, fall into the water that's rushing like rapids. And there's such a strong chance of that current carrying them away. But because these people are trying to go pursue an education, how do you as a premier or as a municipal leader look at that and be like,
it's all right.
It's fine.
I mean, that's one thing. As I'm saying, that it's scary how sometimes you ask yourself, is this maybe a political situation? I mean, maybe, power stations in this country, Kusile Power Station, Medupi Power Station, I think we're going for 20 years now, ever since their construction. Is there political will to this thing, or you just maintain a problem until, I don't know. Anyway, let's move ahead to Temba. The following day, we went to Balfour Mall, right here in Johannesburg. We went to Balfour Mall, and we got to speak to my brother Temba. He's a security guard at the Balfour Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this to say about South African politics and whether or not he's voting. Let's hear him out.
Hey, me out, Shapuzet.
So, Raja, out here.
I'm grand, Baba, for Ingrama.
I will tempo mnyaga.
Hola, 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 Timbers. My bro, this year, 2024 elections, abound by your voter. Are you going to vote?
Yes, nyao vota, ngifunu zoralisa I lagalam, funu zoralisa I votilam. Umangabe mplema, ngipleme nge votilam, umangabe ngoma nge votilam.
Okay, so nanje ufunu utufunu to address your issues. What is the one thing ufunu chincha la mzanzi?
Hey, silambile. Asebenzi futhi
baba
ya ngifuna ngevoti lami kulinika umuntu right ozosinika amathuba emsebenzi sikwazi ukusebenza intsha ihlele lokushina isebenzi kuyabhetha
butom one last question. What is your message kulawa basemakhaya bathi bone ayisayinje into yokuvota lena ngothala ngathi
asambeni siyovota bafowethu siphume ngobuningi bethu siyovota uma ngabe ublema uhulumeni ovotelwe wu ungablame uzohlala endlini awusebenzi uzoyishintsha kanjani ikhantri ungavotanga thatha ivoti lakho linika umuntu oright okuyena ozokwenza uthole lento oyifunayo ungazihambi esitradini usitshele ukuthi ye South Africa anginamsebenzi but wena uhleli endlini uhleli nevoti lakho
Timbani, yeah, I think he said it very well. If you don't know Zulu, he's basically saying, I won't sit back and not impact change, right? I won't sit back and just complain. I would rather complain about the government that I have voted for, that I elected, because there's no need you sitting back at home and you're complaining about, I have a sewage on my street and there's no water in my mokasi. But you have never done anything to do that. So voting basically is that right? Is your responsibility as a citizen to start saying, if I'm going to complain tomorrow, at least I know that I'm complaining to a government that I elected, even though it's not the person, maybe whoever won was not your favorite, but at least you know that you are part of the process that actually made sure that there was some sort of change, or you gave them a more leverage towards winning. And I think that's exactly what I've been telling people throughout the week. You have the responsibility as a voter, whether you care or you don't care, it will affect you. Duma?
What's hilarious is that a few moments after interviewing Mthimbane, we interviewed another young man who had said that he's not going to be voting because he doesn't want to stand outside in the sun for too long.
I remember that, yeah.
And, you know, we were having a discussion in the office where we said, to be honest, you know, if it's our right, it means that we have a right to not go and vote. But I'd also like to highlight the fact that as much as we have a right, we have a responsibility.
Yes.
And this is what we forget to highlight. And this is why I love Mthimbane saying that, listen, if I'm going to complain about something, I'm going to complain to the people that I voted for.
True.
Even if your desired candidate does not go into office or into power, you have the right to say that I stood in those lines and I made my voice count.
True.
So I think, you know, it's very, and we've had a discussion with this on the road where we're like, okay, cool, you know, the 2024 elections are coming. It's great. It's fabulous. We're going to go sign our ballots and, you know, everything is fine. Then we're going to go to sleep. What happens after that? What do we continue doing to make sure that, you know, the changes that we want are kept in place? How do we make sure that we keep on having the responsibility and keep on being aware of what's happening in the political spheres? How do we keep
what's
up our
happened,
active citizenship after the election?
Yesterday, the president was in Mamelodi. Mm-hmm. And there's this young man who's trending right now. He said, I don't want to go to him because he only comes here every 5 years and they bring us promises that you don't see any of them. It's been many years in Mamelodi. I haven't seen any change. But also it gets to a point whereby it shows that they stay away because they know you don't care that much, right? But if you were taking the initiative to say there is no electricity, I'm going to do a protest. I'm going to do a petition. I'm going to keep them busy. Because the more you sit back and just complain in your room, he just goes around town eating Nando's and driving with cognac and drinking bottles. And to him, just doing his job. But as long as you as a resident or as a citizen, you keep on haunting them and telling them, you promised me houses, they are not here. That's how you keep them accountable and that's how you keep them engaged.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not only just about you striking and burning up tires, but it's just you making sure that you become that nagging voice in their head to say, you know, people of something are so what, or people of Kagiso or whatever, Ekuruleni, but you need to keep these guys on their toes. Mm-hmm. If you don't, this is going to be cruising nicely, going to council, leave after council, go drink some beers, do some political programs, but it will never get or materialize towards tangible change. I think the last one, it has to be Charles. Charles is one guy that when I spoke to him, he came across as one person that is well politically
informed,
but also he came across as someone who literally understands the responsibility of voting as a citizen, regardless of whether you care or don't care, it will affect you. Let's hear him. It is Charles Alex.
I'm not. Give me a
Charles Mukonyam.
Bro, Charles, this year's election, back is the biggest one ever. Are you voting?
Obviously, my brother, I'm voting. There's no way I cannot vote.
Why?
Because vote is my voice, and I need to protect the democracy. I mean, look, our forefathers and our parents, they fought for this freedom. We must ensure that we maintain this freedom, and all of us, we have a responsibility to vote, particularly especially as a young person.
So, Mari, you find that a lot of young people don't really take advantage of this right. They feel like it's a waste of time, nothing ever changes. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's true. I think the reason being is that I think we need to do more voter education, particularly to young people, because of young people are not clued up on what is happening. Look, others, they will tell you that if you don't vote, if I don't vote, it's obvious that the vote will go to a ruling party. That is not the truth. I mean, if that was the truth, the ruling party will be in charge of all the municipalities.
Yes.
But to show that your vote is very important, today we still we have municipalities that are hangman municipality. So if you go out and vote, you have then raised out your voice. So voting is, like I said, is raising out your voice and your frustration.
True, and I love that because that's what we are trying to do on this channel. But one thing for sure, as a young person, what are the two main things that are critical to you?
Look, my two main critical things is, look, I think here in Gauteng we've got about 15 million young people. And it's important that 15 million young people that are here in Gauteng, they must go out on the 3rd and 4th to go and vote. Look, there are many challenges here in the country, and your vote are going to sort of resolve those challenges. But if you are not voting, we're not going to be able to address those challenges if we are not being able to vote. Look, we have an issue of land. If we don't get the two-third majority, we're unable to change the land. The issue of education being expensive. If still we don't have two-third majority, we're unable to change some of these laws. So we need the two-third majority to change this law. So if you are sitting at home and not voting, how will the law be changed? How will the issue of land be changed if you don't have the two-third majority?
No, my brother, thank you so much. Raleboga. This is VVIP live from Alex.
Yeah, man, that is Charles. I think he's the only guy who actually spoke about land, right? He's the only guy that, as I said, like he could say you need a 60% majority. He was even giving you numbers and stuff. But I think also, Duma, that one thing that you need to note out is that most people don't really understand the power of their vote and the responsibility that they have. That's why most people, like I saw the other clip at some point where this, I think it was Cyril, the president, when he spoke about 350s. Mm. And people were shouting as if like this is, I'm only going to vote because I'm getting 350s, right?
Jackpot, Lord Harry.
And there's another one that I saw of Julius Malema when he said, from now on, this 350 will be for if you don't have metric. Right. If you have a first order degree, it's 2,000. If you have a honors, it's 4,000. It's 5,000. And I was like, why is it that people tend to think that the only power they owe, what their value of their vote is only based on what they get from politicians? It's more like, what can you give me for me to vote for you? But I think sometimes this temporary arrangements or this welfare kind of arrangements, it's what has brought us this far as a nation. There are people who are still voting for the failing system because they feel like if we change it, we might just lose our social grants. There are those who are putting this thing forward because maybe they're scared of the return of apartheid. But there is no much understanding towards the power of your vote, what it can do, and also the responsibility you have as a voter post-election to say, I voted for you. Give me what you promised. Because these guys just come and make promises, they disappear, and turn around and still gives you the same promises 5 years later. I mean, it does not, I don't know, it's gaslighting or it's what, I don't know. But basically, and now the problem that we have with the youth is that they ask me a question, Bafana, who can I vote for now? Sharp, you want me to go vote? You have 300 political parties on the ballot, 300, Bafana. Who is the best alternative? And I'll be trying to think to myself, but this will be a one long exam on that ballot, on that poll, a ballot paper to say, who am I going with? Because I saw some other parties, there's ELF, more like, okay, why? Is, it looks like EFF. It looks like EFF. It looks similar like EFF, but the name is ELF. More like what they did a couple of years ago with ANC. There's ANC and AIC.
Yes.
But you kind of look the same. When you look,
it'll be like, hey.
Hey, man. Couldn't they off. You know? But the question is that what could be the best alternative to what we have? Could it be the DA? Could it be the EFF? Or could it be Rise and Zanzi Action SA? What, as a voter or as a young person, what political message you think will resonate more with the youth? Is it the one of Action SA, Rise and Zanzi, or the one of EFF, you know, the land or death, or all of that? What is your view?
In the words of Bantu Holomisa on ENCA, you can teach a man
to fish and the fish,
fish go to the, you know, those vibes. You know, yeah. I think, first of all, we are confusing advertising with politics. And the thing is, they will always capitalize on this. Because
I mean, so scoreboard that you campaign.
But imagine. Yeah. And the thing is, you're going to keep... Let me tell you something. I love that we have social grants and social schemes that were meant to empower those that were previously disadvantaged.
Yes.
But it seems like we're not getting out of that disadvantaged category. They don't understand that it was meant to build so that we can get to a better place. Now, if you're going to, again, maybe what, you know, Bant was trying to say is that we need to teach these people how to fish. You know, we give them a push. I love that our government cares about its people. But then now the problem is when we start using these things to hold them hostage, when you're starting to use incorrect campaigning by saying that, hey, if you vote us out, you're going to lose your grants and all of that. That is not correct. That is not right.
That's blackmailing, yes.
Exactly. And as you said earlier, you know, they are benefiting off of people not making the responsibility or not taking the responsibility to aware themselves about what is the proper systems of government. So when it comes to the political parties that are making waves, I don't want to lie, you know, the whole do you know what the 300th day of the year is going to be?
Sure.
October 28th. So imagine from the 1st of January to the October 28th, we can vote for each individual political party. So I genuinely think that we need to shorten that ballot paper. I don't want to lie. We need to shorten it. We need to cut.
I think that's the thing. But then what would you say as a young person? It's an alternative. Because what we heard, me and you during this week, was that, but who can we vote for? Who is that best? Because this other time, I think he used to serve somewhere. I think he was in the struggle or something. He's quite a bit old. And he said, what is the use? Because all these guys, all that they want is to serve their stomachs and to live lavishly, to be in power. It's not about us. And even now, having 300 political parties on the ballot, doesn't that show that all of them are self-driven? I mean, I'm sure they can, if there was about the people, they could rather, you come together, form one banner. And like now we have what you call the Moon Pact. By the DA, where they came all these other political parties and say we're going to co-govern together in the coalition setup. So maybe these other parties that are new and they want to make an impact, maybe it's time that they come together and say, how can we become part of one umbrella party and we can co-govern? I don't think that people are going to have the energy to go through each and every single political party. And then none of these political parties do we know. I think we only know the famous ones. We only know Razem, Zanzi, Action SA.
I can't name more than 15. I don't even know 15.
That's one thing. That's one thing. So some are just basically, they're not even there, but I'm probably going to first see them on the ballot paper. Like the last time when you had that one, what was the little purple one that they had? There was a capitalist party with the bull, the purple.
See that one. There was also the United Soccer Party of South Africa. And I'm just like, but can we be FFR, please?
So I think at some point, South Africans, they have a duty to kind of, and I think this is your duty as a voter.
Yes.
Go through each and every single political party's manifesto. Know what they are promising you. Check on the credibility of their governance. I mean, some, they've never been in power, so maybe don't be too hard on them. But look at what are the leader or what are their message. I think one thing about new parties that could be an advantage to most of us is because they are coming in trying to impress us. So once they come into power with the idea of they're trying to impress us, that way will make things better. But if you're going to vote for those that have always been there, they may feel entitled to it and also end up feeling like, we told you, we are in charge here.
Exactly.
Our people love us. So I think moving forward as voters, most importantly, go out there, register. There's still time. You can register online or go to your nearest municipal office and register. Secondly, I think what is important, it is that keep learning, teach yourself around your rights as a voter, know what the mayor does, what the MMC does, understand the political system. Don't just say, I don't care about politics, they're so boring. And then tomorrow morning, you don't have electricity, you don't even know who to call. You don't have things in your area. Your garbage is not collected.
Has not been picked up. Your roads are, divided. There are potholes all over the place. Marawena, all you care about is groove and piano.
Yeah, all you care about is groove and piano, and politics are so boring, friend. Don't you know something else? Have you seen this new series? Have you seen Skomota's new videos?
Nah.
Right? And yet, you are living in a country that is a time-ticking bomb. You can see with every town that you previously known is decaying. Mm-hmm. All the best shops you used to see, now they've become either a church or some warehouse for Pakistanis and Somalians. You know, we are not growing as a country.
Mm-hmm.
Infrastructure-wise, economy-wise, we are literally on autopilot. And that's just my view. Maybe they can say, but that's the reality. We need change. And that change is with you, your ID, go out there and vote on election day. I think it's going to be around maybe May or June.
We still have to wait for them to announce the date.
The president has not yet declared the date. So we always still have time. Make sure you go out there and register. And yeah, we'll see you on the day on the polls. But continue to follow us on our social media. It is
VVIP_ZA, also powered by the Podcast Party SA on all socials. And you can go ahead and give Groundwork Collective org a follow on Instagram. Look at their locations, wherever they are. We probably are going to be there. Come through with your ID if we're in your area, and we can help you to register and make a difference.
Definitely. Let's meet again in same time, same place next week. Let's, as we unpack this week, I think this week we'll be traveling around Brakpan, Daveyton, more of the east side of Johannesburg. So if you're around the Katlehong, Daveyton, please look out or follow us on social media, VVIP_ZA, Voters Voices in Politics. I am Bafana Modise. This is proudly brought to you by Podcast Party. See you next week, same time, same place. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.